of us, if you have your Bible with you, you can open it to Isaiah chapter 40.
Tera ao aminao kosa ny Bible nao ny ambiny amintsika dia anokatra an'izany ao amin'ny Isaia toko faha-efapolo.
I'm busy doing a very short series on the greatness of God.
Yes, ako dia manao fampianarana mitohifohifohy mikasika ny fahalehibiazan'Andriamanitra.
We're talking about God's nature and his character.
Miresaka mikasika ny naturan'Andriamanitra sy ny toetrany.
Because the Bible tells us that if you know God, then you will stand firm.
Satria ny Baiboly miteny amintsika hoe raha mahafantatra an'Andriamanitra ianao dia hijoro tsara.
And it also says that it's our responsibility to represent God in this world.
Ary milaza koa izy hoe andraikitrintsika ny maneho an'Andriamanitra amin'ity izao tontolo izao ity.
That was the whole point of us being made in the image of God.
Ary izay ilay teboka rehetrarehetra ny amin'ilay hoe nanaovana antsika hitovy endrika amin'Andriamanitra.
But you know, sin came into the world.
Nefa fantatrintsika hoe tonga tamin'izao tontolo izao ny fahotana.
And it disfigured and made the image of God less in us.
De nanova an'izay endrika izay na napatonga an'ilay endrik'Andriamanitra ny ena teo amintsika.
And what we are pushing for, what we want, is that Christ is formed in us.
Ary ny zavatra hoe isisi atsika dia hoe mba hita ho amintsika Kristy.
That's what Paul said to some of his disciples.
Izay no nitenenin'ny Paul tamin'ny sasany tamin'ireo mpianany.
He said, I'm in the pains of childbirth.
Ozy izy hoe marary ohatra n'ireny olona efa teraka ireny ahako.
Until Christ is formed in you.
Mandrapa hoe teraka eo aminareo a Kristy.
It means he's in labor, he's working, he's feeling it.
Izany hoe izy zany lefa miasa mafy a, efa reny mihitsy ilay tsapan'ilay izy.
It's his desire that the people become conformed to the likeness of Christ.
Tena etaetany mihitsy no hoe hitovy amin'ny Kristy ny olona.
It's a restoration of that which was lost at the fall.
Famerenana amin'ny andro zavatra izay very tamin'ilay fahalavony izany.
Because when sin entered the world,
satria rehefa niditra tamin'izao tontolo izao ny fahotana,
people went their own way.
Dia nandeha tany amin'ny lalany fotsiny tany ny olona.
And they ceased to represent God well.
Ary dia nitsahatra izy ireo tsy naneho tsara an'Andriamanitra.
Instead, they started representing just themselves and their own interests.
Fa ny zavatra nataony aza dia ny tena indray no asehony aza izay zavatra mahaliana azy.
And so they started killing one another.
Dia nanomboka mifamono ry zareo.
Building idols to themselves.
Dia nanamboatra sambokely ho an'ny tenany manokana.
Competing to promote themselves.
Ary dia mifaninana mba hanao izay hisandratany tenany.
And they weren't concerned with God.
Dia tsy nahaliana anazy ny momba an'Andriamanitra.
They lost sight of their responsibility to represent God in the world.
Tsy hitany intsony ilay andraikiny hoe maneho an'Andriamanitra amin'izao tontolo izao.
And some of us in our lives, we lose sight of it. We forget that we're supposed to represent God. And so as we look at the nature and character of God, we want to have this high and glorious view of who God is. Because when I think God is amazing, that's what I'll start to shine in this world and tell people. It's not some false religious talk. It's not a jargon that we learn in church. It's not just, praise God, brother, I'm blessed. I don't want us to become conformed to a church picture of Christian.
tsy tiako tsika hoe anomboka hijery an'izay ohatran'izao ny fombafomba ny kristianina.
I want us to be a people that's minds are captivated by God himself.
Fa tiako tsika hoe olona hoe ny saintsika tena voababin'Andriamanitra mihitsy.
That we think about him.
Hoe mieritreritra momba azy tsika.
And that we think great thoughts about him.
Dia rehefa mieritreritra azy tsika, eritreritra lehibe ny momba anazy ny eritreretintsika.
Because he is amazing.
Satria tena mahatalanjona tokoa izy.
He is the greatest.
Isn't lehibe indrindra.
Most glorious.
Isn't tena be voninahitra indrindra.
And last week I spoke about God being eternal.
Ary tamin'ny herinandro aho niresaka hoe Andriamanitra dia mandrakizay.
Today I want to speak about God being infinite.
Ary androany ray koa aho dia iresaka hoe Andriamanitra dia tsy manapataperana.
It's hard to find words.
Tena sarotra mihitsy ny mahita teny, ha?
But we must make the effort.
Kanefa tsika mila manao an'ilay ezaka.
To describe what is too big to describe.
Mba hamariparitantsika an'ilay zavatra tena hoe lehibe tsy voafaritra mihitsy.
You know how big is infinite?
Ohatrany ahoana moa izany abe an'izany hoe tsy manapataperana izany.
It's not just very, very, very big. If we were talking about numbers, then infinity is not a number. Because the mathematicians tell us, you can count 1, 2, 3, 4. You can count forever.
Afaka manisa mandrakizay mandrakizay tsika.
And you still won't reach infinity.
Dia mbola tsy hotratranao ihany izany hoe tsy manapataperana izany.
Because every time you add one more,
satria isaky manampy iray ianao, ha?
You have something which is defined.
Dia mbola manana izany ianao zavatra ho anankiray izay mbola voafaritra.
But infinity is not defined.
Fa le tsy manapataperana tsy voafaritra mihitsy.
So when you think of the bigness of God, it's not just small, bigger, bigger, and then God. He's not even on that scale. Just like when you think of numbers, infinity is not a number. God cannot be measured. God cannot be weighed.
He's
not just very big. He's not even on that measurement scale. And so I want to read a passage of scripture from Isaiah chapter 40. And what I want you to see here is how great God is, and at the same time, how he is willing to come down. And meet us. It's the infinite meeting the finite. It's the glorious God who is willing to involve himself with us. So let's read from Isaiah chapter 40. From verse 10 to verse 31, the end of the chapter. It's a long passage, but we don't have to rush. You just have to let the word of God speak.
Iandry ny ondriny tahaka ny mpiandry ondry izy, ny sandrony no anangonany zanak'ondry, ka hotrotroiny any an-tratrany ireny, ary horohainy miadana ny mpianany, ny ampianahany. Iza no namatra ny rano teo ampelatanany sy nampahafantatra azy ny lalan'ny fahendrena? Indro ny firenena dia tahaka ny rano indray mitete avy amin'ny siny, ary atao ho tahaka ny vovoka madinika amin'ny mizana. Indro ny nosy dia tsitsiny tahaka ny zavatra bitika indrindra, ary libanona aza tsy ampy ataina, ary ny biby ao tsy ampy ho fanatitra dorana. Ny firenena rehetra dia tahaka ny tsinotsinona eo anatrehany, ka ataony ho naman'ny tsinotsinona sy zava-poana izy. Ko ampitovianareo amin'iza moa Andriamanitra, ary endrikinona no ampanahafinareo azy? Ny mpiasa manao sarin-javatra ahidina, ary ny mpanefy volamena mametaka takela-bolamena aminy, sy manao tongalika volafotsy anidina, izay malahelo ka tsy manakaterina dia mifidy hazo tsy mety ho lo, ary mitady piasa mahay zavatra mba amorona sarin-javatra voasikotra izay tsy hiozongozona. Tsy fantatrareo va? Tsy efa renareo va? Tsy efa nambara taminareo fony taloha va? Fa efa azona, tsy efa azonareo an-tsaina va ny amin'ny fanorenan'ny tany? Izy no mipetraka amin'ny habakabaka ambonin'ny tany, ary ny mponiny ety dia tahaka ny valala. Izy no mamelatra ny lanitra tahaka ny lamba manify kararavina, ary manenjana azy tahaka n'ilay itoerana. Izy no mahatsinotsinona ny mpanapaka sy mahatonga ny mpitsara amin'ny tany ho tahaka ny zava-poany. Vao nambolena vetivety ireo, vao nafafy ireo, vao namaka tao amin'ny tany ny fotony, dia notsofin'Andriamanitra ireo ka dia nalazo, ary nindao sy ny tafio-drivotra tahaka ny vodivary izy. Ko ampitovianareo amin'iza moa aho hitahako aminy? Hoy ny iray masina. Asandrato ny masonareo ka mijere. Iza no nahary ireny? Iza no namoaka ny atoko ny araka ny isany sy miantso azy rehetra amin'ny anarany avy, noho ny abeny fahatanjahany sy ny herin'ny tsitoa, ka tsy nisy diso ireny na dia iray akory aza? Nahoana no miteny ianao ry Jakobo, ary milaza ianao ry Israely eo hoe: miafina tsy hitan'i Jehovah ny lalako, ary mielina tsy hitan'Andriamanitra ny rariny tokony ho ahy? Tsy fantatrao va? Tsy efa renao va fa Andriamanitra mandrakizay Jehovah, izay namorona ny faran'ny tany? Tsy mba mety ho reraka na sasatra izy? Tsy takatry ny saina ny fahalalany? Mampahatanjaka ny reraka izy, ary izay kely hery dia omeny herybe. Na dia ny tanora fanahy aza dia ho reraka sy ho sasatra, ary na dia ny zatovo aza dia mety ho tafitohina mafy. Fa izay miandry an'i Jehovah dia androso hery kosa. Elatra no iakarany tahaka ny voromahery, hiazakazaka izy nefa tsy ho sasatra, andeha izy nefa tsy ho reraka.
I'm sure you recognize the last few verses.
Azoko antoka mihitsy hoe tsikaritry nareo le andalana vitsivitsy farany.
But do you see what's wrong with us?
Fa hitanareo ve hoe inona moa tsy mety amintsika?
We know the last three verses.
Haitsika tsara le andalana telo farany.
Because it's about us.
Satria momba tsika.
Getting stronger.
Hoe memahery.
Those who wait upon the Lord.
Hoe fa izay miandry an'i Jehovah kosa.
He'll renew their strength.
De androso hery.
And they will rise up on wings like eagles.
De isandratra amin'ny elatra tahaka ny voromahery.
They will run and not grow weary.
Ary azakazaka izy nefa tsy ho sasatra.
They will walk and not be faint.
Ary andeha izy nefa tsy ho reraka.
We practically know those verses off by heart.
Ohatrany hoe tena haintsika tsenjery mihitsy ireo andalan-tsoratra masiny ireo.
But can you see that those verses find their meaning in the verses that come before?
Fa nareo ve mahita hoe ireo andalan' ireo dia hitantsika ny hevitra ireo amin'ny alalan'ilay andalana avy eo aloha?
And all the verses that come before.
Ary ireo andalana rehetrarehetra teo alohan'ireo
about the greatness of God.
De momba ny fahalehibiazan'Andriamanitra.
If you don't have this view of God's greatness,
raha ohatra anao tsy manana an'izay fomba fahitana ny fahalehibiazan'Andriamanitra izay,
how can you expect to be strengthened?
De ahoana moa no iandrandrahanao hoe ho atanjahana ianao?
The very strengthening that's spoken of,
le hoe fanatanjahana izay resahana eo,
comes out of this revelation that He is strong.
De mivoaka io avy amin'ny fahalalana hoe tena matanjaka izy.
That He is in control.
Hoe izy no mifeny zava-misy?
And that he is greater than anything that you face.
Hoe izy ambola lehibe lavitra noho izay zavatra rehetra atrehanao?
Greater than anything in the world.
Lehibe lavitra noho zavatra rehetra tamin'ity izao tontolo izao ity.
And so we should more celebrate the previous verses.
Ka tokony ara izany le hoe le andala tsoratra masina teo aloha no iravoravontsika bebe kokoa.
I love that picture.
Tiko be le sarisary.
It speaks about everything. The heavens,
land,
meaning the universe.
Zanueni zo tutulu zo mints.
It's speaking about the physical world we see around us.
Mi resakan le tutulu misia azika tsapaitana na ita tsika manodidina tsika.
The earth.
Ntany.
The sun.
Ny masoandro.
All the stars that you see in the sky.
Ny kintana rehetra rehetra izay hitantsika any amin'ny lanitra eny.
Galaxies and galaxies.
Reo galaxies, galaxy be da be.
It's so huge.
Tena lehibe mihitsy ilay izy.
Man cannot even make a telescope big enough to see the end of it.
Ny olombelona raha tsy mahavita teleskaopy hoe ngeda be tena ahafahany mahita ny faran'ilay izy.
And then it says God
holds
the heavens in his hand.
In the
original language,
it
means between his thumb and the other side of his hand.
Like if
this was the whole of creation. God takes it between his thumb and the other part of his hand and he just picks it up.
He is
outside of it. He is beyond it.
He is
not just an extension of it. He's not just a bit
bigger. It says
he can measure it.
It's
small enough to fit in his hand. So when we're confronted with the greatness of God,
we
come up with new terms.
And the
way that we speak about God, theologically, when we're trying to describe this greatness,
is that we say
he is all-knowing.
He
knows everything.
We
say he is all-powerful.
In other
words, he has all strength, all might, all power.
And
we say that he is everywhere. He is present everywhere. That means right now, wherever you live, your home, where your possessions are, God is
there. And
if you go out of Madagascar
and you're
halfway across the
sea,
God is
there. And
if you go up in the sky
to where there's
not even any air left to
breathe,
God is
there.
There's nowhere where he is not present.
There's
nothing that he doesn't know. There's nothing that he can't do. Now that God comes down to interact with us. And so, before I look at those three things about God,
I want to
just make this one comment.
When
Solomon built the temple,
we read
about it in 2 Samuel, Sorry, 2 Chronicles.
Afaka vakitsika izany any amin'ny tantara faharoa.
In 2 Chronicles, Solomon is building the temple.
Any amin'ny tantara faharoa any, I Solomon nanangana tempoly.
And he realizes that surely God, who can't fit in the whole universe, can't fit in a temple. God that is so big that he holds the universe in his hands. Solomon says, how can I make a temple for you? Nevertheless, he makes a temple. And God manifests his presence there. And he creates a meeting place where God can have dealings with man. See, I'm telling you today that the infinite God wants to have dealings with you. The word of God says, God speaking, he says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. This is important. Because while we carry this view of God in his greatness, we must always understand God in his imminence, his nearness. That in being great, it doesn't mean he's far away. You know, the sun is big. Apparently, if the earth was a bit closer to the sun, we would just burn up. All the energy, the energy that we need for life, comes from the sun. And that light reaches earth and warms earth. If you go a bit closer, it would cook you. But God, his infinite power, but he wants to draw near to us and live inside of us. In fact, by the power of the Spirit, our bodies become God's temple. We have a God who condescends. He comes down to meet with us. So God is, he knows everything. He doesn't have to learn. He doesn't observe to see what will happen. He knows immediately everything. I imagine, you know, when we figure out some piece of knowledge, it's difficult for us. So like if I have to count the number of hairs on my child's head, it's
going to
take a long time. All those fine hairs there. Tiny. God doesn't have to count in order to know. He just knows. He doesn't have to investigate in order to learn. He already knows. Because God knows everything. Past, present, future. There's no confusion, there's no miscommunication. There's no deception. There's no tricking him. He's not distracted. He doesn't look this way and you do something behind his back. Because he knows everything. So when we say he has infinite knowledge, with infinite knowledge comes this perfection of sight. He sees everything clearly.
And
this has a practical application. It means he is the perfect judge.
He
is 100% equipped to make the accurate judgment. He will never act unjustly. He will never deal unfairly with you. Because he sees clearly. No one can deceive him. And no one can call into question his judgment. So if I hear my Father in heaven say, there's my son Kim, who I adopted because of the blood of Jesus, and I affirm him, I approve of him. Then who else can speak? If the one who is the perfect judge has given me his approval, what is your opinion? You don't even know me. He sees me perfectly. And in Christ he gives me approval. Why should I fear man? When the judge of the universe has adopted me, washed away my sins, accepted me in his family. And when God makes a decision, every decision he's ever made is right. Because he knows the end before the beginning. Wow. He is awesome. You know, God could just bring judgment. This God sees that perfectly. He could just bring his ruling down on the earth today. All you guys who are corrupt, you can be punished for your sins.
He
doesn't have to have a long court case. He knows who's innocent and who's guilty. And actually, the whole world is actually guilty. Because each of us have lived for ourselves and not for his glory. But that God who could judge us all, that's the great view of God we must have. But he is the God who comes down and dies on a cross to provide mercy, forgiveness for sins, where the punishment falls on Jesus. See, God still wants to meet with you, even though he knows everything about you. Even though he knows your worst secret, he's made a way to keep justice and offer mercy.
kamanultra famdrampu.
God is all powerful.
Andremanta de tupunyeret.
This means that there is nobody who can win in a fight against him. But what it also means is, in his sovereignty, he always accomplishes his purposes. What God sets out to do, he will fulfill, he will complete. And he can do exactly as he pleases. You know, there's an office next door. There's some classrooms over there. But you can't go in there. They're locked. You see, on earth, there are many doors that are locked. I went to the bank on a Sunday. I want money. I can't get any. They won't let me. It's locked.
Mid.
And sometimes you go to your bank account. And I want money. And even though the bank's open, the account is empty. You can't have money. The bank says, get out. Don't make us call the police. There's nothing here that belongs to you. You have no money sometimes. God isn't restrained by those kind of things. He can do exactly what he wants. If he wants a new star, he can put one in heaven. If he wants an extra zebu, then the mother zebu will give birth to two zebus. God can do anything he wants. He owns everything. He has all the power there is. So in the grand view of God, you must submit to a God who can do exactly what he wants. He can destroy your life today if he wants to. Or he can pour out blessings if he wants to. Now that's the great God. But you know what he does? He condescends, he comes down. And he says, ask of me. And I will give you. Ask, seek, knock. Incredible. He doesn't have to do anything for us. And yet he invites us to draw near to him and make requests so he can fulfill them. Why don't we pray bigger prayers? There is an infinite God with unlimited resources. We can't make him do anything. So there's no risk of twisting his arm and forcing him to do something he shouldn't. You know, like when you take someone who's in trouble, You hold his arm behind his back.
You twist it up till it hurts.
And you hold him in front of the person he's wronged. And you say sorry. But he's still angry. He doesn't want to say sorry. He twists that arm some more. Say sorry. clenches his teeth together. He says, sorry. I mean, that's how people work. You can force a person to do something. But God, you cannot. But you can ask Him. And He invites you to ask Him. That's what prayer is. It's talking to this incredible God. Thirdly, God is everywhere.
So
He knows everything. He has all power. And He is present everywhere. And this means you cannot hide any part of your life from God. There's no point having a spiritual Christian facade on Sunday. And then living a different life at home during the week. Because God's as present in your bathroom as He is here in this hall. We get all awkward around, you know, shame and privacy. But if you're married and you making love to your spouse, God's present. He's there. It's either an act of worship or it's nothing at all. But God is present. What is my point? You can't do anything behind His back. So that means your whole life should be consciously lived in the presence of God.
That
every moment can be a holy moment. How you speak to someone.
How,
in a work meeting or in your home. Or what business transactions you conduct. Everything we do is in plain sight of God because He is present. So we no longer have a spiritual part of our life or a sacred part of our life. And then just the day-to-day part of our life. But God is present all the time, everywhere. Which means the very work we do is done in His presence. You're either doing it for His glory or you're hoping He's not looking. But He is looking. He is there. And it's also profoundly comforting. Because this infinite God who is present everywhere, He isn't there to find fault. For sure He will see if there's a fault. But His heart to condescend to come down is that He actually wants to encourage you, to cheer you on, to make you do the very things that He's made you to do. There was an Olympic runner
His
name was Eric Little.
And
he ran in the Olympics very fast.
At
the time, he was possibly the fastest man alive.
And
there's a quote that they attribute to him. He said this, God made me fast. And when I run, I feel His pleasure. This is what the omnipresence of God is about. That God wants to come alongside of you and say, I gave you this gift. Pour it out. Use it for my glory. These guys who sing on the stage or play the piano or the drums. Or maybe you're cooking a meal for your family. And God comes alongside and says, ah, that smells good. Ah, that sounds sweet. God comes alongside of us to say, I gave you these gifts, now use them for my glory. This is how I want us to live. Conscious of the greatness of God. Conscious of the nearness of God. Living for the pleasure of God. Let's pray. God, you are great. You are greater than we can imagine. You are more awesome, you are more wonderful. Draw near to us. And we want to draw near to you. And live for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.